T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Your phone call is welcome at 869-1330. This is the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
My daddy served in the Army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS Radio. With us now is Hunter Larkin. He is running for Sedgwick County Commission District 2, and he knows this, but it happens to be my commission's district seat against incumbent Commissioner David Dennis. Hunter, thank you for joining us this evening.
Well, thank you for having me, John. I appreciate it.
I don't need to remind you that you're talking to a potential voter here, brother. So, you know, you got to be on your best behavior.
I'm going to try. I'll try.
So, Hunter, I know you're working hard to earn people's votes. I've seen your signs. They're everywhere out here in West Wichita and West Sedgwick County. I know you're out door knocking because you came out and knocked on our door. So I know you're working hard. How's the campaign going?
The campaign's going great, John. I got a great team. I can't thank them enough. They're truly amazing people. And they all tell everybody that they like Larkin all the time. So that's great. But we've knocked almost 4,000 homes within the last month and a half. And that's something I'm pretty proud of. I mean, we've been working really hard in that heat, but we're getting a great response from these door knocking, and people are pretty unhappy with the incumbent. They want him gone.
So. You know, that's a lot of doors. I know I've done that many doors. I think we got up to, all told in the three campaigns, I think we passed just over 10,000. I've done a lot of, and that's just in my race, and not to mention all the doors I knocked for other candidates. I trust me, I've been through there. I saw you. You're tanned. That's always how you can tell. You tanned. You're fit, so you can't tell if you're losing weight. But trust me,
I turn more red than I tan. I'm like a lobster.
But what are you hearing at the door? I mean, what are the voters of the second district telling you?
Well, you know, after all these doors, I've been trying to write notes down on what they're telling me and what they're unhappy with. And there's four big things that I've found out. One is that David Dennis voted to spend $100,000 in a study. Well, is that the populace to possibly tear down Century 2 and redevelop the riverfront? And the people from Save Century 2 are great people. They're doing an amazing job. But he doesn't want to make a stance on that. It says he thinks it's not his job. One of the next ones is he was the swing vote to shut down the economy, our county, or keep it open during the coronavirus. But they kept abortion clinics open by deeming them essential. And people are unhappy on that. But another big one was that he voted in Lacey Cruz as vice chair of the county board. And you and me both know, John, that she's not good for our county. And she's one of that loony left, you know, that we're always talking about. But one of the biggest ones here recently is that people are saying that Dennis won't stand up for their liberties. You know, and you said in your previous statements that Dr. Mens did his executive order and he makes almost $85,000 a year, right? But then a commissioner makes $100,000 a year. Well, why are we spending $100,000 on a commissioner if he's not willing to make the hard decisions and the leadership decisions that it takes to run a county? It's like he's passing the buck to Dr. Menz because he doesn't want to make those hard decisions. And people in Sedgwick County are smart enough to know what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to unpack there. The first thing I would start with is I have to agree with you on the one comment that you made, because at yesterday's forum, I asked the question about the Save Century 2 question to both you and David, and you indicated that you support putting it on the ballot and letting people vote. Commissioner Dennis did say, and you can listen to the audio on the pod stream on the KNSS website, Commissioner Dennis said it wasn't a county issue, but I do remember now that you mentioned it that, yes, they did pay for a study, so why would the county pay $100,000 for a study if it's not a county issue? So, and I even my wife commented when I got home that that was kind of a cop-out, because the county was going to have money tied up in that deal no matter what. If you're spending $1 billion on renovation, there is no reconstruction, whatever the boondoggle they're pitching. There's no way the county's not going to have to put money into that deal.
Yeah. Well, don't you think that the people of Sedgwick County are going to contribute to a project like that?
Yes.
I mean, the people who could only sign the petitions are the ones living in the city of Wichita. But the people who are living in the city of Wichita aren't going to be the only ones that contribute to a project like that. So I think that their voices should be heard.
Yes. Yeah. And directly or indirectly, I think the county would be involved, even if it's may not be directly with tax money. But I think they would certainly be involved. You know, one of the things that I think was also brought up yesterday was the budget. And I'm curious to get your take on how the county's spending money. You know, certainly I think right now they're facing a budget hole coming up next year, a bigger hole coming up in 2 years. Do you think that Commissioner Dennis, and for that matter the commission in general, has done a good job, have been good stewards of our money?
Well, I can't say that they've done anything too terribly wrong. You know, you had Commissioner O'Donnell on earlier, and he told you that the next 2021 budget's pretty stable. There's not a whole lot going on. They might need to dip into the reserves slightly. But one thing that I brought up yesterday that might be a little unpopular with some is that Wichita State University gets an annual budget of 1.5 mill levies, and which adds up being about $6 million. Well, our community values diverse different opinions here in our community. But WSU apparently showed that they don't care about a conservative point of view when they told Ivanka Trump she can't come speak at WSU. Well, if they're not willing to keep a conservative point of view here in our county, maybe that would be one of my first things I'd be willing to cut that $6 million out of the budget.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. That has been a frustration. When you're talking with folks, when you've been out, you know, we talked about all the activity that you've been doing, all the door knocking that you've been doing. When you're talking with folks, what are you hearing from them regarding property taxes? Because I think that's been one of the biggest issues that I know I've seen it. And it seems like it's a never increasing. That's the stealth tax increase, is property taxes and appraisers. Mm-hmm. I think the appraiser is the appraisal issue is the other problem. It's a stealth tax increase. Are you hearing anything about that when you're out talking about
it? Well, you brought up the appraiser's office, and you know they work for the state and actually instead of working for the county. And that's how they increased our property taxes here last time. I believe it was a 72% increase on the majority of the people that lived in Sedgwick County. They had a property tax increase on their evaluation of their properties. Well, we need to go back in there and lower the mill levy to where at least we were back before the property tax increase on our valuations. That's what we need to do. And I haven't heard much on the commissioners looking into decreasing the mill levy.
No, I have not heard anything on decreasing the mill levy. The only thing they've really talked about is that they won't have to raise the mill levy.
Yeah.
But you're right. Well, there hasn't been anything along those lines.
You give them an inch and they take a mile. And it's, like you said, it's stealth. So they'll get it from you every which way they can.
So do you think there are areas where they could try and lower the mill levy? I mean, do you think there's an opportunity for that without having to cut services too far?
Well, I mean, I want to make sure that we focus on the main priority services that the county focuses on. And one of them is our Sedgwick County Sheriff's Department. That takes up the largest portion of the county's budget. Same thing with, I'm on the city council and Goddard on the council president. Our police department takes up one of the largest portions of our budget. And we got to make sure that we're always funding those essential services that the cities or the counties have. So I'm not going to be willing to cut anything if it's taking away from our officers or our cops. But if there are services like the $6 million that's going to WSU that we can take away and it's not going to hurt the essential services that the county provides, I wouldn't be reluctant into looking into that. I'd have no problem. But we'd have to look into it.
Sorry about that. We're talking with Hunter Larkin, a candidate for Sedgwick County Commission's 2nd District. You referenced it earlier, the decision by Dr. Mims to issue the mandate for masks for Sedgwick County, which, I mean, I just think it's asinine to issue a mandate with no enforcement. So what's the point? But still, it has no enforcement built into it. But still, I'm curious what your thoughts are. Do you feel that he has the legal authority? It's just whether or not he should have done it, considering the county commission explicitly expressed their opposition to such an order. I'm curious your thoughts on the mask mandate in general. And now coming up, it sounds like on Wednesday, there will be an attempt by some of the county commission to repeal that effort, or on the flip side, to endorse the effort. I'm curious your thoughts one way or the other. How would you vote? How do you think David Dennis should vote?
Well, I think David Dennis should make the stands in overriding Dr. Mims's executive order. Like Michael said earlier, and you just said, that he has the power to do so. But I believe in the people of Sedgwick County, and I believe that they're going to make the right decisions for themselves. In no way, shape, or form am I ever going to say you shouldn't wear a mask. But if you feel that it's in your best interest, whatever that is, for your family and yourself, then I think that's what you should go by. I don't think you should be dictated by an unelected official on what and what you cannot do. And if I was David Dennis, or if it was me that was on the county seat, then I would override it, no doubt.
Do you feel that the county has rushed, or that was one of the arguments that Mins made, was that we'd rushed the reopening, that perhaps we've gone too fast? He's already, gone backwards on crowd sizes, and then he had to revise that because obviously it's illegal to restrict church sizes. Do you think that he's justified in that? Do you think he should have rolled that back?
Well, I mean, you look at the numbers. I think the numbers speak for themselves, John. You even mentioned earlier that since we've had this mask mandate, the cases have still went up.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
The more testing that we have, the more cases we're going to have, of course, because we're testing more. I think people need to understand that this isn't something that we should ignore. We need to be cautious. But I don't think that we should sacrifice our liberties and our freedom in order for a deal like this. It's pretty upsetting. And the people need to know that they've got a commissioner that's willing to protect their liberties.
Amazing how that works. Hunter, I want to wish you the best of luck. If folks want more information or to volunteer or donate, they can visit Hunter Larkin for Sedgwick County Commission on Facebook, correct?
Yes, or my website. I've got one up, Elect Hunter Larkin, and tell everybody that I like Larkin and get out and vote on August 4th.
All right. Thank you, brother. Best of luck to you. Carry on the fight.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Folks, we have a few special guests who will be joining us in the next coming weeks, so keep an eye on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page or follow me on Twitter at John R. Whitmer to get all the updates. Along those lines, we just posted a new poll on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. We'd love to hear from you on the poll. It's, do you support mandatory face mask ordinances, laws, and executive orders? Yes, they save lives. No, they violate my rights. That's the poll. I want to hear from you. We'll share the results with you next Sunday. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.